Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Back again for another live training. Well, Q&A session, I should say. Sorry about that. Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. We got some. You can hear me. So I just wanted to cover a few topics this morning and answer some questions the best I can. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to post them in the comment section below. So I'll be waiting for comments and questions for now. But what I'd like to discuss today. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Great, great. Good morning, Tiffany. Morning, good morning. What you see up on the screen is some of the things that we teach is for the marketing. As far as the marketing is concerned, I feel like these are some of the most important this is the most important strategy that you want to implement first. A lot of people go out, they start spending all this money on different marketing topics and ideas, but you don't necessarily need to spend a whole lot of money up front. Good morning, Roz. How you doing? What you want to do is just create a system. First, you want to contact your targets. Like at the beginning, at the top, you'll see targets. It says hospital discharge planners, home health agencies, hospices, skilled nursing facilities, assisted living facilities, adult daycare facilities, Department of Aging, case managers, and hospitals, rehabilitation facilities, and hospitals. these are the places you want to start to contact. You want to find all of these different locations, all these different people in your market, in your county. Just start with your county. And, you know, it should be at least 100, you know, and those are the first, that'll be your top 100 that you're going to hit. The county that you feel like you're going to be doing business in, that's where you want to start this, you know, you start approaching these people. And what you're approaching them with is just, you know, basic introduction. And the way you got to think about it when it comes to meaningful relationship development is that you develop a relationship for long term. So you're not going in, you know, spilling all your candy in the lobby, telling them everything about yourself, everything, you know, trying to get it all out in one session, because it's not going to, it just doesn't work like that. That's not how relationships work. And because they build over time, and, you know, as values added, then people, you know, they want to continue their relationship. So the main thing is to continue, and make the initial contact, at least first make the initial contact with like a brochure rack and some business cards. Like a simple brochure rack, the one where you put the cards in. You can put your brochures in the back and your cards up front. It's like it's an $8 brochure rack right at Office Depot. You can get them. You can buy them off rack. I get them off a website. I forgot what it's called. Rack something. If you guys really want the information, I'll post it. Just say you want that information for the rack cards, how we store our racks, or, you know, how we get them posted. what we put them in, the cards and the brochures. So what you do is you go to these places, and my community liaison has started back because she wasn't going out before, but now she's back because of COVID restrictions have letting up. So now we're fully back in the community, and what we do again with these new places, we start out with a rack card. We take a marketing photo, we take a folder with us, you know, and we leave a folder as well with all our information, our company information and promotional material like that. But we also leave a rack with brochures and business cards. And we leave that not just for they can have the information. We leave it so we can have a reason to come back. We want to always have a reason to come back to that facility. And you want to have a few different reasons, and having a rack there, they let you set up a rack, set it on like a table somewhere to the side, off to the side, where, you know, people who are in and out of that facility or that organization, whatever it is, they can get see the cars and get them. But also you want to have a circumstance where you have an opportunity to go back to that facility. So your excuse can be, you know, I'm just coming back to check on the rack. And when you come back to, you know, refill the rack with more business cards and brochures, you just continue to develop those relationships. And that's where the leads come from. That's how you grow your business over the long term. And I mean, if we're just, I haven't said anything about any money, you know, besides just the racks, the brochures, and, you know, the marketing material in your folders. You can go get some folders. You can go get some folders from Office Depot or order them online. And then instead of buying like the expensive marketing folders, what I've decided to do this year is we're going to use stickers on our folders. So we're going to get our logos printed up on stickers, big stickers, and put them on the front of yellow folders, blue folders, and green folders, all the different colors that are in our logo. Those are going to be the colors in the on the sticker, the stickers that we're going to get. So it's going to look just like the folders we're going to get. And it's going to match the logos. The stickers going to match the logo. The stickers are going to go on the folders that match the colors of the logo, the folders. So I know I'm probably confusing you, but anyway, that's what you see here, and that's what we do here. And you want to create, you know, going to these places with a helpful mindset. Like, how do I add value to these people? Not just how do I get referrals from them? Like, there's just so many different ways that you can approach this stuff and add value to these seniors' lives in these different communities, these different organizations, these different places where they find themselves, whether it's in like rehab or nursing home or assisted living, you know, whatever the case may be, you want to be able to help them out and show that you're willing to, you know, go the extra mile, create some opportunities for them to, you know, raise the quality of their lives, whether that's bringing some kind of seminar series, like I always talk about, you know, you can sponsor facilities and stuff like that. And you can just do all kinds of stuff. You can have, you can bring different entertainment to them. You know, you can cook for them. You know, you can, you know, have lunch with them, bring food. It's just different things that you could do. You could cater for the day, or, you know, you could pick we're going to do a picnic at this facility sponsored by such and such, your company name, you know, ABC Home Care. No, so it's like, it's no limitations on what you can do with this. It's just, you know, except, you know, the limitations that you put on your creativity. So yeah, do I see any questions? No, I don't see any questions yet. So when we talk about, those are the targets or the approach. We generally want to create a long-term value-add relationship with each referral source using personal, consistent, and proactive systems to help them consistently. Staff meet and greets, facility visits, events, dining, presentations, games, shows, music, comedy, plays, services, dog visits, grooming, stuff like that. So those are just some of the things that you could do. you know. And this doesn't, and believe it or not, it doesn't take a lot of money to get this stuff done. It's just more about organizing it. Because the people say, for instance, if you brought like a local comedian to a assisted living, like that'd be huge. You'll probably get some news coverage. And that's the kind of stuff you want to do. You want to be able to do that kind of stuff and grow your presence in your target market, because that's always the goal. Who's going to be the person out there in the community kind of activating and stuff, making sure it's getting done? That's your community liaison. The purpose of the community liaison, the purpose of the job is to communicate, network, build strong relationships, educate, and follow up with referral sources in your marketplace. This role is the most important role in your business on the client recruitment process. Create a duplicatable system so you can train someone to do it in the future. That's it. That's how we do it. So I'm just reading from the slide here, but what I was just discussing kind of just briefly was just what it takes to, get your marketing, build your presence in your new home care business or assisted living services, whatever you're going to be doing in the senior community. You have to get out there and start introducing people to the to your brand and to your business and to you, to yourself. And this is, I haven't found a better way than this way so far to get that done. Then meaningful relationship development. That's why we created a planner around it and all that stuff. So, are there any questions, comments, or thoughts on that topic? So, targeted direct marketing, personalized care phone calls, emails, personal phone calls. I don't know, that's personal phone calls, like not mail, not blast, or generic phone calls, but not you having somebody else call off virtual assistant. You actually get on the phone with them and calling them yourself. Emails, handwritten letters, birthday cards, holiday cards, small gifts. You want to thoroughly study your top 10, the business itself, the company culture, and the values, and most importantly, decision makers. Going deep versus going wide, especially decision makers. DMs. So when I talk about your top 10, so like those are the top 10 facilities that you want to target each week. You want to really focus on at least 10. We're trained at this point to do 25. We're trying to scale it to 50 a week. But once you're just getting started, you definitely want to start at least with 10, just to heighten your odds and to get more experience out there in the field for yourself or your community liaison who's going to be out there actually doing this stuff. And that top 10 relates to, like I said, the targets, the top referral sources that we talked at the beginning, if you can see at the top of the slide there. And you want to thoroughly study these people, like these organizations, these facilities, these agencies. Who are they? What are they excited about? Are they faith-based? Are they cultural? Does it seem like, different people have different things that they bring to their businesses, and you want to know who they are, what they are, and what they're about as you're getting to know these potential referral sources. So as you're doing that, getting to know these people and figuring them out, asking great questions, and just listening and being observant as you visit these different communities or organizations, that's what it takes. You want to know their birthdays. You want to know what holidays they celebrate. You want to be able to eventually bring small gifts to people that show support you and try to send you referrals. And even if they send you a referral that doesn't close, you still want to show them, a lot of appreciation just for doing that, or even just for even taking your call and letting you come visit and put place a brochure rack in their facility is worthy of, you know, it's worthy of a small gift or some type of, you know, appreciation. You just want to show a lot of appreciation and just show that you really want to be helpful and you really care about what you're doing, and you'll get some great results usually every time. And when we talk about going deep versus going wide, going deep is getting to know the individual. You know, so if you got going wide is getting like meeting 100 people. Going deep is getting to know 10 people very well. So when I say going deep, that means get to know the person or really diving deep into the network that you already have. Getting a better understanding of what needs they may have and what struggles they may have at their facility or their company or their particular job. You know, you want to go deep when I say go deep, you want to get to know those things so you can, you know, you could be the problem solver. You want to be the rainmaker and the problem solver to these people. You want to be the one in the community that's positioned as an expert. You're the one that they call when there's an issue with a senior, whatever the case may be. You want to be that person. And that's the point, and that's the going deep. Going deep is getting to know your leads, getting to know your referral sources, getting to know your clients and your caregivers so well that you cannot, not only are you just anticipating their needs or expecting certain things is going to come up because you've been paying attention, you know, you become a dependable person. You know, your organization, your business becomes something that they can depend on. And that's that value there supersedes any trying to be all super selly or marketing or gimmicky. You know, just being dependable is what makes the difference. Just being dependable. And yeah, so there's just a lot of ideas and a lot of things that you could do. And let's look at when I talk about the on the slide here, the last point of facility sponsored program. So you sponsor that's an idea that we do where we sponsor a facility or a agency or wherever seniors are. We'll say, okay, such and such ABC Home Care is sponsoring you. What does that look like? We're gonna just you know, to kind of take you under our wing. We're gonna, you know, bring some programming in. We're going to bring some great educational information to your seniors. We're going to have some picnics. We're going to reach out to the senior, go into your senior, into your community and see what they want. You know, we're not going to just, you know, guess and tell them what they want. We're going to ask and see what the community would like. And, you know, in that sponsorship, they have just an extra group of people who care. That's it. It's nothing too complicated. It's just more people in their immediate circle that care in a specific facility, and your company is the one sponsoring it, so your company one gonna benefit from it. You know, everything that comes from it, you know, as far as the referrals and stuff like that. So that's just some stuff to think about. Hopefully it was helpful. That's this facility sponsored ship program. You just gotta be creative. Become an asset, providing great entertainment, services and informational content. This stuff is not complicated. It's just doing it and being consistent with it and position yourself in the marketplace to be known for it because you're consistent and because you're constantly out there getting this stuff. You know, bringing this stuff to the senior community. So. Pretty cool stuff. I'm gonna skip through some slides. You can offer nursing services, nurse services for like nursing services that for like medical services that the caregivers and stuff can't offer. There is a nursing there's a specific license called a nurse registry that you can get and offer those services in Maryland. It's a different license. Are you thinking of starting a nursing service, offering nurse services, Roz? Or are you a nurse? What state are you in? Yes and yes. What state are you in? What state are you in, Ross? She says wanting to start a small business. Yeah, definitely. Missouri. So you got to go to the Missouri's Department of Health. Go to your Missouri's Department of Health website and try to locate the licenses. So go to the licenses page and look at the different licenses that they have and that they require for that. And you should and I'm almost guaranteed that it's going to be a different license for nursing services, like a nursing registry. They call it a nursing registry here, opposed to just a regular home care services or home health aides or even like a full medical services. So definitely always start at your state's website and get as much info, get all the information, not as much information. You want all the information on what it's going to take for you to get these different licenses and the requirements that you're going to need to get it done. Absolutely, Roz. We have a program, so we have a couple different programs. Have you seen our programs? Are you on our email list? I sent out an email today about the programs that we have, the training. We have another cohort starting on Saturdays. Well, we got about six, five people in it. I need two more, and then the price gonna go back up. It's at 347, 397 now. So it's $400 right now. It's originally 900, but I just dropped it to 400 for, and we got three more people. We got three. I wanted to get three more people. We got two more slots available. I'm a caregiver in Nevada in the process of starting a home care business. What's up? Look, hey, how you doing, Leticia? That's great. I've seen you around. I seen your name a lot. Why haven't you joined our program yet, Leticia? What you waiting for? Nevada's has a very simple licensing process. I like Nevada. I like we were looking in Sutherland, I think it's called Sutherland, Nevada, a while ago. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for asking. Have you been on your state's website? So when you say you heard it was hard, like, have you been on your state's website? Have you been on Nevada's website, the Department of Aging, found a license for starting a home care service? Roz, what you sending me an email for? What you need? Oh, you add. I didn't know if you. Okay, so go to the website. Go to my website. Oh, I can add your name through this. I can do it like this. Could you send me that email if you want to be on the email list? Because I did say that. Roz, just send me your send it to my DM, and then I can add with your name and your email. I can just cut and paste and add you to the list real quick. But I have the paperwork. I just need to pay for the license and insurance. I got all the paperwork from you. Okay, cool. Absolutely. So, so Letitia, let's do this today. One thing you're gonna accomplish today, we're gonna get something accomplished. We're gonna download the license, and we're gonna find out exactly what we need to do. Well, you can do it right now. Search it while we're on this call. Search the states where, if you can. Search, go on your Nevada's Department of Aging, find a license for home care, and download it. And let's talk about it. All of our information, as far as you know, what we're doing is on my website. Yeah, so, but definitely get real familiar with those licenses that you guys are trying to get approved for. You gotta get familiar with it. You gotta really learn that stuff. Download it. Get all the statutes. Learn all the, you know, everything. All the requirements that's gonna be necessary for you to run a business in that state. And then, you know, you want to be able to know what you're doing. And then also, when people talk to you about it, you come off as an expert. When you know your stuff, a lot of times. People don't do this stuff, or they like it's a lot of people in the same place that you're in. They say, I want to get started. I want to do this business. I'm, you know, I've been in the home care industry for 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Even I talked to a lady yesterday. She said she's been a CNA for 17, I think 20 years, something like that. And I'm like, it's definitely you have the industry experience, you have the commitment to the industry. You like taking care of people on some level, or you wouldn't have been in it that long. And you had a capacity to do a great job, but you have to get the information. And you a lot of times it's like, why did you, people say, why haven't I, you know, why more people don't do it? It's fear. It's just simply that. It's just fear. People just have a lot of anxiety about doing things that they've never done before. They have a lot of anxiety about doing things that they've never done before. And the only thing that's gonna make that anxiety go away is becoming competent. Becoming a competent business on a competent entrepreneur that knows their stuff. And when I mean competent, I mean I'm saying that you really know this business. You really know the statutes, the regulations. You know that end. You know the business side. You know how to manage and run a business, how to get clients, how to get caregivers. You know how to keep that stuff going. And then also, you know how to provide great high-level care. You know, not only just individually, but you could teach other caregivers how to also provide that high-level care. That's not only just, you know, you're not just there to feed them, clothe them, bathe them, and make sure they're safe. You're actually engaging them and, you know, again, raising their quality of life. Like that's what it's about. And when you have all that, because you spent the time studying and reading and researching your stuff, that's when you're gonna have the confidence and just kind of walk out here into the community, in these senior communities, with, you know, with the wind beneath your feet, because you're confident in what you can do now, because you've been studying and you've been doing it, and you know you've been researching it, you've been doing it for all those years, but now you know the business side, you know the legal side, and you know that's usually what I see And I'm saying this because I see a lot of people who get stuck, and where they're stuck is it's just they don't have the confidence to go out there into the community, to these different places, what you see on the screen, reach out to these people because they don't have the confidence. And the confidence comes from being competent, just being competent, having the information and then believing that you do have enough information to get started, because you're not gonna know everything. And so there's always gonna be like this place of like, okay, I gotta have a little faith in myself that if they do ask me a question, or if I do get in a situation where I don't know the answer, I can get myself out of it without playing myself, making a fool out of myself. So there does take some faith in that, and just being it that comes with experience. The more you get out here, the more you start engaging these different referral sources, the more comfortable you're going to be doing it. And then what you'll realize is that, like, I hear all the time. So like the community liaison is like the person I communicate with the most, because they're in the community, and I want reports and updates on like who they're talking to, how their conversations are going, all that stuff. Like, that's important to me. I'm always, interested in what's going on out there in the community. And they're always telling me like, oh, I met a lady that, this facility, she was really nice, she was really laid back, really easy to talk to. Most of the times that's the case. Like, I'm gonna say 7 out of 10 people gonna be very nice regardless. Even if they don't want to do business with you, they won't want to hear nothing from you again, they're gonna still probably be nice. 8 out of 10 people, it's like every two people, couple people you'll run across, it's like really a butthole, right? And that's just because, and that's probably you just came at a wrong time, or they just having a bad day or a bad moment. But that doesn't, again, that's not the whole industry, and that's not everybody out there in the world that's gonna respond to you like that. So you still have to go out there and present yourself and learn how to navigate and negotiate those different environments. Because it's to get your business to do really well in home care and be around for a lot of years, you're gonna have to develop, really good relationships with the right people. And there's no getting around it. So that's it. Hopefully that's helpful. So okay, we're getting some good questions in here. Yes, she says Leticia says she's been doing this for 12 years. I don't know why I haven't moved forward. I'm at work now, but I believe I have it all. I've read it over and over, and I even have clients waiting. So it's time to go, and it's just probably like that's a mental block you just got to get past. Oh, she said, so you deal with anxiety too? So, Leticia, did you get my email this morning? Leticia, did you get my email this morning? Are you on the email? Okay, you say you're dealing with anxiety. So I'm gonna send you the link too. Hold on, I'm gonna stop this real quick. I take that very serious. So just give me one second. I'm gonna send you a link. And then just DM me my your name and your email, so I can make sure you're on the email list, and then I can add you to the other send you some other information as well. But I'm gonna post this for you right quick. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna put this link in the chat for you for the support group. They go to support group link right there. Letitia. She said, do you, okay, very helpful. I'm glad that's helpful for you. You say you deal with ADHD, me too. If you can't, I'm sure you could tell. I'm like a wired individual. So, okay. Do you need to establish an LLC to visit these facilities? That's a good question. So the way to answer that is to think about it like this. Are you going in there as a company? And if you're going in there as a company, you're gonna they're gonna want you wanna You got to remember, first impressions is everything. First impressions is everything. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you only got one chance to make that first impression. So you want to have all your ducks in a row. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything, but you want to have the basics covered. Like, you want to have your EIN, your MPI. You want to have your LLC. You know, you want to have your Google stuff. You want to have you want to be registered with Google on Google. So when they search your company name, something comes up. You don't want to just them to search it and then nothing come up. And then it's like, you can't make that impression no more. They're like, oh, this is a joker. You know, they don't got nothing on it. They're not, you know, who are these people? So that's why you do that, the work on the front end so you can be prepared on the back end. So definitely just thinking about it like that, like, you definitely just want to make sure that, you know, you're making that first impression count. Hopefully that's helpful for you. Thank you very much. Thank you too. Go ahead, join that group, Leticia. And we do, I don't know if you saw it, but we do group sessions, entrepreneurial mental health sessions once a month. And I can also introduce you to Brandy, she does one-on-one. She's our therapist, our in-house therapist for the nonprofit that I started, entrepreneurial mental health. And you can book sessions with her directly. She's really helpful. But that's very, and the reason why I felt the need to even start the entrepreneur mental health is because of things, is because of people like you. Because I know people like you are out there, because it's people like, you know, different from me. I deal with the same thing. I deal with anxiety. I deal with high levels of stress. I deal with a lot of grief. You know, I lost both parents and my sister within like a really short time frame. So I still deal with a lot of, you know, grief and mourning. So I get it. And the blessing is, and I'm going to just be real with you guys, the blessing is that be able to have in this business allowed me to process that stuff. Because I didn't have to go to nobody's job every day when I was really down and, you know, struggling with myself, you know, trying to make sense of it all. You know, the business saved me, because I was still able to, you know, make money while I was, you know, mourning the losses of my loved ones. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. And that's what this, you know, entrepreneurship, you can, you know, a lot of people get in it for different reasons. And, you know, a lot of people are excited about different things. And, you know, I was excited about, you know, glitz and the glamour. That's like everybody else. You know, I want to be a ball. I'm on a ball. I'm a ball till we fall, you know. But, you know, then when life starts happening, you know, the reality of it is this stuff really, it really helps. It's really good. You know, make a difference in your lifestyle and just the day-to-day stuff that really matters and really makes a difference is what's important to me now. Just being able to have the freedom to come and go, and then also to help people, you know, just really help others and family and stuff like that. And not just giving them money, just not giving money, because I'm not a fan of giving nobody money just for the sake of giving them money, but being successful, you know, at anything, you're an inspiration to people that care about you, to people who are watching you, who believe in you. And sometimes that's all people need, is they don't always just want a handout. Sometimes they just want to be inspired or pointed in the right direction. And, you know, we're able to do that. So when you're taking this leap forward, or, you know, taking a challenge of starting a business, you're just not doing it for yourself all the time. It's not just for you. even though you're gonna reap some the benefits, you're gonna get the majority of the benefits. It's really, you know, you're doing it for you're doing it for your people. You're doing it for the culture. You're doing it for your family. You know, people that's watching, people who you don't know that's watching. I got a lot of people that watch me and, you know, engage my material, whether it's my podcast, my YouTube channels, the stuff that I post on social. And I don't know they're doing it, but I know it's the fact. I know I can see, you know, I know that, you know, it's there. And you know, from time to time, people say, "Man, I seen a post that you posted 6 months ago. I never reached out, and you know, but it really helped me. It really, you know, gave me the insight that I needed." And that's what it's about. You just, you know, getting out here doing it, getting over your own self is all is a process, and it's hard, but being able to get that done, do that, and then become successful is amazing. And you had a capacity to do it. We all do. And it's so rewarding. And it's gonna be hard, but what's not gonna be hard? You just gotta look at it like sport almost. You gotta be you become an entrepreneur is like becoming an athlete. And you gotta get trained to be good. It's no different. My homeboy, he called it the money sport. Entrepreneur is the money sport. He said, we just our sport is just money. And it made a lot of sense to me because I mean, you know, you got to be strategic, you got to have endurance, you got to have your head in the right space because not for the easy, not when it's working, but when it's not working or when it's not when it's going good, it's all fun and games when it's good. We prepare for when it's bad. We don't, we, it's, you don't got to prepare for when it's good. When it's good, it's good. When you got clients coming in all over, you don't got to think too much about that. It's when you ain't got no clients and, you know, things are not looking so great. You gotta have that endurance, that ability to stick it. That my mother used to call it that hold, that staying power. She said you got to have staying power, son. You got to stay. You can't just give up because it got a little tough. And that's hard to have staying power. That's not just a. It's easy to say, but it's hard to implement. You know, just to stick it out and just be on, just all faith. Just being all faith, like, you know, I don't know if this is gonna work, but you know, I'm gonna do me, I'm gonna do my part, and I'm gonna let the Lord or whoever, you know, whoever I'm, you know, believing in, you know, take the wheel from there. But I tell, like I've been telling myself recently, because I've been, you know, I go through everything. Everything ain't perfect for me neither, and I've been telling myself, do your best and let the Lord do the rest. That's what I've been, you know, anytime I get into like an anxiety space, I just say, do your best and let the do Lord do the rest. And I just find myself, you know, getting through stuff, figuring it out, you know, because I just do my part. You do everything that you can, that your mind, your best thinking is got you, and then you know, you got to let go. And you know, you just keep going because you can't control how the outcome of every situation. You just don't have that kind of control. We don't have that kind of control. Even as much as we want to have that control, we just don't. So you just do your part and keep it moving. You know, you do a hard day's work and then you go home and get you some rest. That's what it is. No matter what it look like, it's your business. But you gotta rest. You can't, you know, you can't just do, you can't drive yourself crazy. Then what's the point? In the beginning, it's gonna be tough, and you just gotta get used to being gritty and going without and sacrificing stuff like that. But if you, I'm gonna tell you like this: you're not worse. You're not wasting your time because this business. I mean, when it talks to the, talking about this business in particular. And home care, you're not wasting your time because you know it works. How do you know it works? Because you work in a facility, or you work as an agency. You worked for an agency before, so you know you it's seniors out there. You know companies are you know successful doing it, not just going off of what you see on the internet. You've been look around, call different agencies and say how you doing, and you know see how they're doing in the market. You can see that it's real. That's what I'm saying. So once you know that it's real, all you have to do from that point is figure out how you're gonna get involved with it, how you're gonna benefit from it. And it's just becoming competent, learning everything you can, putting yourself in an environment with other people who are doing it, And just being consistent and steady. Consistency is everything. Consistency is everything. You could keep doing a very simple thing multiple times and get results. Some of the simplest stuff. If you just call all these different referral sources in your market, it'll be damn near impossible for you to lose. If you call them, you call every one of them and introduce them to your company. Like how and you followed up with them and you constantly, you listened for what they needed and thought about how you can help and brought different initiatives and you took initiatives and been proactive on helping them and finding them care for the people that they need care for. Like people, you can't lose when you function it like that. It just don't work like that. You're gonna win if you do the work. Now, if you just you so a lot of people they just sign up for the Allen Chain coaching program and I think they think that's it. Oh, I'm in the coaching program, I'm good. I don't need to do nothing else. It don't work like that. It just don't. You gotta do the work. It's like I gotta do the work. But I'm kind of going off on a tangent. I'm gonna try to pull myself back together. But hopefully y'all can understand what I've been saying. So yeah, I mean, we got the coaching and I discounted it. It's only 397. It's only 397 for now. And you're more than welcome to join. All you gotta do is go to myallenchain.com and click the button, and then we'll get to it on Saturday, and then we'll meet, and then we meet once a week with the group, but then also we meet individually. So if you need one-on-one, I'm available as well in that program for 6 months. She said I was preaching. Yeah, that's what it be feel like. I said I gotta be doing that all the time. Thank you very much. Okay, cool. I was excited when I saw the mental health program. Awesome. I'm glad you appreciate that. A lot of people, it's really taboo. Like nobody wants to say that they need help. Like I'm mentally struggling. Nobody wants to say that. Like I don't even want to say it. I don't because I definitely don't want to experience it. So let alone why would I want to say it? But it's just the reality. So we have to address it. We have to deal with it. If I'm struggling, I need to adjust. I need to fix it. I'm an adult, so it's my responsibility to get some help. It's not the state's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. It's not my partner's responsibility. It's nobody's responsibility to get help but me. So, and it took me a long time to get to that place. And it took me a long time to get to a place where that I accepted that I had a problem. Like, ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm fine, But bro, you're not. So life don't gotta be this hard. It's not supposed to be this hard. So once you feel like realize that, it's ways to be mentally complicated or you know what I mean? You can have some mental complexities to yourself, but you can still also have a good life. And it doesn't have to end with that. You just gotta know how to manage and create it, a program and a system that's gonna help you manage yourself mentally, and then just have the right people around you who understand you, and then just totally avoid the people who don't. Just don't, people who judge you or make you feel down, or you just be really conscious of who those people are, and then alongside those people, you gotta be conscious of what you're saying to yourself, like your negative self-talk. That's what affects me. It's not what the world is talking about me. I can care less how you feel about me. It's where I worry too much about how I feel about myself. Like I judge myself a lot. Like I'm really hard on myself. So I end up working, 16, 18-hour days trying to, reach this person, this status or this idea, that's not always healthy for me. But it takes time to, learn that stuff and understand who you are and know your limitations and have boundaries and stuff like that. But if we don't have no more questions, I'm gonna hop off of here. Is there any more questions? He said, Roz said you were preaching. Thanks, Roz. I appreciate y'all today. Yeah, she said, I know it's hard working 12-hour shifts. Absolutely, it is. But it's like, so when we think about that, Roz, you say it's hard. What if we're not working on nothing to get out of that situation, it's never going to end. You see what I'm saying? It's like you have to start thinking about, okay, I got to do this 12-hour shift now. When I go to sleep, I'm going to go home, work this 12, or while I'm doing this 12, do I get a break? Do I get a break? Like, do I get a 30-minute break, an hour break? I'm sure you get a lot. Like, what can I do in those time, you know, in those time frames to move my company forward? Obviously, you can't be doing no phone calls, but you may be able to read. You may be able to listen to a book, listen to a podcast, look at a pre-recorded training. You know what I'm saying? There's always something you could do there at that lunch break, right? And then when you get home, go straight to sleep. I go home. Oh, no, listen. On your way to work, we're going to break it down. On your way to work, you got to be listening to, you got to be thinking about not listening to Ricky Smiley Morning Show or whatever, you know, who being goofy on the radio. You got to be on your podcast. You got to be on your training. You got to be listening to your audio books on your way to work. Get to work, do your shift, get your break, do your training, listen to something, do something productive on your shit, on your break. When you get off, you go straight to bed. You do your family thing. You do everything you got to do when you wake up to you know, take care of your family. And you let your family know, your friends or your spouse, whoever you're dealing with, look, I need 2 hours before I go in to focus on this business. And you, we just, in that quick three minutes, I just said, I didn't give you an hour worth of training or 30, 45 minutes on your way to work. You got hopefully at least 30 minutes that you could get something in. While you on your lunch break, you can probably eat your food, listening to some audio training, something like that. And then, you know, 2 hours before you come in, you know, so that's 4 hours right there, at least, you know, or close to it, that you can use every day to push your vision forward for your life, your vision for your company forward. Because, Rod, this is what I'm saying. You working in 12s. But are you working your way out of those 12s? You know what I mean? Because if you're just working them 12s and stressed out about working them 12s, but there's no light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel comes when we start thinking and we start taking the necessary steps to get it done. You know, and it's small steps. But each step matters. You can't skip a step. So whether it's a big step or a small step, it has to get done. So you want to do all those little steps, all the things that you can accomplish with the resources, the time, and the money and the energy that you have now. Just do everything that you can do. And then once you do all of those things, you'll be further along, and then you'll be able to do some more things that you couldn't do before that. Because now you have more information, you took in a couple steps, so now you're a little bit further along. Now that you have your LLC, now that you have your EIN, your MPI, now you can go register with the, you know, the VA or, you know, Medicaid, or start, you know, going into these facilities. So, like, you just have to get this stuff done. And a lot of this stuff can be done from your phone or just from your laptop or your little tablet. Your phone ain't for watching YouTube and TikTok. That's just not what it's for. It can do that, but it's not for that. Like, these are smartphones. These is like baby computers we walk around in our pocket all day. So we can do some amazing stuff from them. And just take advantage of it. Just take advantage of it. Absolutely. And then days off. Exactly. Take them days off. Them days off. I mean, and I'm not going to say it all has to be work, 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 work. And this doesn't have to all be like work that we don't enjoy. I can work so much because I like what I do. You know what I mean? I work more than I probably should, but it's not mentally taxing as if it was something I don't like to do. So working the same type of hours. I couldn't work this much if I was doing something I don't like, I don't think. So So if y'all want to jump on the program, go to allenchain.com, scroll around, and you'll see it says the virtual home care and assisted living cohort training. Join it. We look forward to working with you. We look forward to, I want to keep these conversations going with Leticia and Roz. I appreciate you guys this morning. And hopefully we, you know, if you guys don't have any more questions, we'll catch up later. But yeah, think about joining the program. I can tell you love it. Thank you, Leticia. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Let's think about joining the program, and I'll see you guys Saturday if you do. All right. Okay, now take care, y'all.